In today's show, Bitcoin bounces at a key range amid hope that the Bitcoin price will avoid a big nuke. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Crypto Ed tweeted, when following RSI pattern trend and that wave pattern, Bitcoin can do one more leg down. I'm not expecting a big nuke. A big nuke as in a move to 20,000 or lower. And Rec Capital tweeted, Bitcoin rejects from the top of this downtrending wedging structure, failing to break out. Bitcoin is still maintaining this structure and the blue diagonal will be the trend line to watch for a breakout when the time comes. Also in today's show, breaking news, Strike to offer no fee Bitcoin trading, taking aim at Coinbase and Square. Shots fired. Jack Mahler just recently tweeted, I just published announcing the Bitcoin tab. Today the cost to acquire Bitcoin works its way towards zero. Buying Bitcoin for no added fees is how it always should have been. Now it is. Pawn to E4 world, your move. And I love the chess reference. And he shares here on the blog what you get on a $100 Bitcoin purchase after fees. With Strike, you get the whole $100. And with Venmo, Cash App, and Coinbase, they charge anywhere from 2 to 3%. This is a game changer. I'll be breaking this down in greater detail for you here in today's show. Also in today's show, Bitcoin may hit $250,000. According to this analyst who predicts an incredible price surge, we're talking about the wolf of all streets, Scott Melker. He was recently interviewed and he shared, even if we went next month to the top of the channel, which is the upper trend line, that'd be 158,000. A month later, 168, 176. You see, it takes a few months. That gets us to those 230, 250, and $280,000 targets. I'll be breaking this down for you in today's show. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most of the major alts are back in the red and correcting. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover, so let's just dive right in. Bitcoin retained a key support area on Friday as bidders stepped in to avert another test of that $30,000 support. As you can see right here on your screen, showing you the 1 hour Bitcoin candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin bottomed out at local lows of 32,700 overnight. A subsequent rebound took the pair almost 1,000 higher before settling at around 33,300 at the time of this recording. And as Cointelegraph reported on Thursday, this is above the 33,000 zone, which at least one trading source identified as highly significant for the bulls to keep intact. And going into the weekend, the mood is thus not as gloomy as it once was, this being tempered by expectations that a leg down could or even should still occur. Popular trader Crypto Ed eyed a potential trip to a local bottom in Bitcoin's relative strength index known as the RSI, which would in turn produce an oversold price dip followed by a correction. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, when following RSI pattern trend and that wave pattern, Bitcoin can do one more leg down. I'm not expecting a big nuke. A big nuke as in a move to 20,000 or lower. And Crypto Ed included this 4 hour Bitcoin chart. Now since coming off 64,800 all time high, Bitcoin has dipped to a maximum of 28,600 with lower lows and a challenge of the 2017 peak of 20,000, which so far has been absent. Thank thank God. Now, personally, I don't feel we dropped that low, but I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments below. Nonetheless, price action remains range bound with analyst Rec Capital seeing a solid downward trend, which nonetheless contains a clear level to reclaim. For a breakout, checking out this tweet from Rec Capital, Bitcoin rejects the top from this downtrending wedging structure, failing to break out. Bitcoin is still maintaining this structure, and the blue diagonal will still be the trend line to watch for a breakout when the time comes. And he also tweeted, Bitcoin is very close to challenging for a breakout from this downtrending wedging structure, which you can see right here in your screen. Also, the altcoins meanwhile slip from their prior strength and are trending downwards, with losses broadly beating Bitcoin's slight downturn to hit 5% or more. We also have Ethereum, the largest altcoin by market cap, traded at $2,060 on the day, down 3%, and a story matched by various other major cryptocurrencies. Also, Ethereum Classic just came off its publicity boost highs from earlier in the week, while publicity from Elon the FUD puppet himself likewise failed to deliver sustained gains for Dogecoin, which was down 4% currently at the time of this recording. Now, before I break down our next breaking story of the day, one of the biggest stories of the year, Strike to offer no fee Bitcoin trading, taking aim at Coinbase and Square, shots fired, as well as Bitcoin may hit $250,000, according to this analyst who predicts an incredible price surge. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, most of the major altcoins, as well as the king, are back in the red and currently correcting, with Bitcoin down 1.2%, trading just above 33,100. We have Ethereum down 4%, trading just above $2,000. Dogecoin down 4.7%, trading at 24 cents. Chainlink down 3%, trading at $17.52. Binance Coin down 3.5%, trading at $279. And Polkadot down 4.7%, trading at $14.83. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Payments platform Strike announced it will allow U.S. customers to buy and sell Bitcoin with almost no trading fees from today. In a new announcement on July 1st, Strike founder and CEO Jack Mallers launched a salvo at leading U.S. crypto exchange Coinbase, stating that his platform was set out to be the cheapest and easiest place on the planet to acquire BTC. This move also put Strike in direct competition with Jack Dorsey's Square and with PayPal, which started offering crypto assets within the platform to U.S. customers in November 2020. Now, the announcement stated that the firm has launched the Bitcoin tab, enabling the ability to buy Bitcoin on Strike with no fee outside of the market spread. The Chicago-based payments firm stated it would charge a maximum execution cost of around 0.3% for brokering the Bitcoin trades and looking to drop that to below 0.1% over the coming months as volume grows. Now, I don't know about you, but I much rather pay virtually nothing, such as 0.1% or 0.3% versus 2-3% using Coinbase, Venmo, or Cash App. Now, popular trading app Robinhood also offers commission-free crypto trading in select states. More than 6 million new customers bought crypto on the platform within the first 2 months of 2021. Mallers is taking aim directly at Coinbase with the move, labeling its excessive trading fees as asinine, which I agree. He pointed out that Coinbase made $1.8 billion in revenue in the first quarter of 2021 with $771 million in profit, 94% of which is coming from fees as high as 3%. He was highly critical of the exchange's free giveaways, which award users with a couple of dollars worth of altcoins for watching videos, quoting the boss, Jack Mallers, right here. Make no mistake, when you buy Bitcoin on Coinbase, you're supporting ish coins. So there you have it. There was also a dig at PayPal, which he stated also recently hiked fees across the board and now charges sellers 3.49% plus 49 cents to process crypto transactions. Mallers added that the aim is to drive prices in the market as close to nothing as possible, which would be in keeping with Bitcoin's ethos. Quoting him again here, our mission is to secure financial freedom for all, and we won't stop until we do so for all 8 billion people on the planet. Very powerful words coming from Jack Mallers. Now let's actually check out his tweet where he shares the blog post I just published announcing the Bitcoin tab. Today, the cost to acquire Bitcoin works its way towards zero. Buying Bitcoin for no added fees is how it always should have been. Now it is. Pawn to E4, world, your move. Again, I love this chess reference, and let's actually check out the blog post right here. This is coming directly from Jack Mallers. Yo, today I'm unbelievably excited to announce the Bitcoin tab and the ability to buy Bitcoin on Strike. Starting today, Strike will set out to be the cheapest and easiest place on the planet to acquire Bitcoin. At Strike, our mission is to secure financial freedom for all. We accomplish this this by making the Bitcoin network easily accessible and usable, which we believe will ultimately result in the best financial experience in the world. So today we take another step forward in becoming the best financial experience on the planet. Today we begin our march towards becoming the go-to service to acquire Bitcoin. Today we launch the Bitcoin tab and the ability to buy Bitcoin on Strike with no fee outside of the market spread. And he posted this video along with the tweet to demo how the Bitcoin tab works and how easy it is to acquire Bitcoin using the Strike app. As you can see here, you purchase the amount you want, you hit next, you confirm it, it shows you your Bitcoin amount, done deal, purchase successful. It's that easy to acquire BTC. Now Cash App and Venmo are the new kids on the block to compete in the free market. They offer a cheaper service that have been growing in popularity. However, they're only somewhat cheaper when taking a detailed look, slightly undercutting Coinbase. Here's a great illustration of what you get on a $100 Bitcoin purchase after fees. With Strike, you get the whole $100. With Venmo, $97.70. Cash App, $97.74. And Coinbase, $97.01. Ultimately meaning they charge anywhere from 2 to 3%. Now it makes sense after all that Venmo and Cash App have built their businesses around charging users unusually high fees of their respective closed monetary networks. For example, PayPal has recently hiked fees across the board, now charging sellers 3.49% plus 49 cents to process transactions, and businesses using Venmo are 1.9% plus 10% to process transactions. At Strike, we believe the Bitcoin plus Lightning network is the fastest, cheapest, most inclusive, and first open monetary network in human history. We believe Bitcoin will dematerialize existing monetary networks, and we are at the beginning stages of a grand transition onto the world's first truly open and global monetary network. As such, gone are the days where closed monetary networks can overcharge on fees. In an open system, the best experience wins, not who is first. So how does it work? It's simple. There's a Bitcoin tab, which I illustrated to you in the video. A user simply navigates to the Bitcoin tab, clicks buy, enters the amount, and confirms the purchase amount. There are no hidden fees, no sifting through ish coins, no added noise, the way Stack and Sats should be. So there you have it. And in this video demo, you can check it out. I'll include this in the show notes below the video in the description. He also goes on to share that soon users will be able to not only buy Bitcoin, but get paid in Bitcoin, get rewards in Bitcoin, round up savings in Bitcoin, and much, much more. And he also goes on to share down here what's coming soon down the pipeline: a Bitcoin tab public rollout, pay me in Bitcoin, Strike EU, Strike API, Strike Card, and more Strike rollouts in the developing world. This is not a drill. Our mission is to secure financial freedom for all, and we won't stop until we do so for all 8 billion people on the planet. To the community, thank you. Your support means the world and allows me to keep going. From the bottom of my heart, I love y'all. And he also says you can contact me at Jack Maulers on Twitter or jack@strike.me via email and register for early access to the Bitcoin tab at bitcoin.strike.me. He also says that the top referrers will get access first, and after testing, we'll release it all publicly in the coming weeks. So there you have it. How many of you are going to start taking advantage of purchasing Bitcoin using the Strike app? Let me know in the comments below. I know I'm going to. I'm going to switch from Cash App and start using Strike without a shadow of a doubt. Now, before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin may hit $250,000, according to this analyst who predicts an incredible price surge. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap. Sitting just above $1.34 trillion with $75 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and current Bitcoin dominance at 45.8% with the ETH dominance at 17.7%. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Celo up 18%, trading at $3.39. XDC up 12% for the day and 72% for the week, trading at 9 cents. Stacks up 7% for the day and 19% for the week, trading at 78 cents. And Celsius up 4% for the day, trading at $6.12. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, we have Telcoin down 8%, trading at 2 cents. ICP down 8% for the day, but still up 24% for the week, trading at $41. And Theta down 8%, trading at $5.80. And out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins in particular are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we're currently rated a 21, and and extreme fear. Yesterday was a 28, last week a 27, and last month a 23 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now, BTFD, by that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Because of its volatility, the Bitcoin market is a new market every day. The outcome is always surprising, no matter how well one predicts the future. This time, though, the situation appears to be a little different. Since Bitcoin may have just verified top analysts' notion, Bitcoin's price increased on the four-hour chart and also performed well on other time frames. The Wolf of All Streets, Scott Melker, speaks out. He picked up the monthly chart in his most recent analysis video and brought up some fascinating observations. Bitcoin first broke through the EQ line or midline on the monthly chart from June 2019 to November 2020. The King coin had held its candles under the line for nearly 17 months, and in December of 2020, the currency broke over the line, and it is currently retesting that line for support. Melker made a prediction about where the coin could go from here, sharing the following: even if it went next month to the top of the channel, which is the upper trend line, that'd be $158,000. A month later, $168,000, $176,000. You see, it takes a few months. That gets us to those $230,000, $250,000, and $280,000 targets, which he lays out for us right here on your screen. And before I finish breaking this down, first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 830 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update every single day, which can be found at cryptonewsjess.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, I have a private crypto Facebook group entitled Crypto Alchemy. And for those of you on Telegram, I have a private crypto Telegram chat, which is uncensored. And for those of you on TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's finish breaking down our final story of the day. So yeah, 230, 250, and $280,000 targets are still likely, according to the Wolf of All Streets, Scott Melker. And on the daily chart, Bitcoin was breaking the midline of the descending channel. Bitcoin has been actively pushing up and managed to flip it into support. So moving forward, resistance will be the 50 moving average or the top of the channel as well. And right here, you're looking at the 4-hour chart, last but not least, which shows a likely Wyckoff accumulation rise. The spring appears to be in place, and 36,000 should hold as support, as this appears to be a sweep of the lows at the present. Such a movement may even drive the Bitcoin price up to $42,000. So there you have it. Do you feel the Bitcoin price is more likely to break out back above 40,000 or back below 30,000? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Now, popular crypto analyst Rec Capital supports Melker's prediction. Recently, he tweeted about Bitcoin's movement, keeping the 50-week exponential moving average in mind and how it could create a potential bull market as well. Checking out this Twitter storm from Rec Capital, he wrote, "The 21-week exponential moving average tends to be a vital reference point for Bitcoin. Keeping the 21-week exponential moving average as support means Bitcoin will continue its bull market. Losing the 21-week exponential moving average often means that Bitcoin will be entering a bear market. Here's a thread with my thoughts about the 21-week exponential moving average." And in this Twitter storm, he literally has 14 major reference points. We're going to skip to number 8 and number 9. I'm going to read those for you right here. Number 8, after all, the 21-week exponential moving average is a confluent resistance with the Wyckoff range bottom. Bitcoin needs to break above the 21-week exponential moving average and turn it back into a support to invalidate the Wyckoff distribution range. Wyckoff distribution ranges have been invalidated before. And number 9, now let's briefly turn our attention to the 50-weekly exponential moving average, which is in blue. This EMA has figured as a vital source of support in Bitcoin's bull markets as well. See my previous thread about why the 50-week exponential moving average is worth keeping in mind. So there you have it, coming directly from analyst Rec Capital. So there you have it. Let me know if you're currently more bullish or bearish on the king of all crypto. Now, for a quick recap, what I cover with you right here in today's show: Bitcoin bounces at key range amid hope that the Bitcoin price will avoid a big nuke, referencing a $20,000 bottom. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news that Strike to offer no fee Bitcoin trading, taking aim at Coinbase and Square. That's right, Strike announcing the Bitcoin
Bitcoin tab, where you can purchase Bitcoin virtually with no fees, as you can see right here on your screen. Also in today's show, I discuss Bitcoin hitting $250,000, according to this analyst who predicts an incredible price surge. We're talking about Scott Melker, the Wolf of Wall Streets. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below.
Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?